This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we have a lot of pins juggling in the air in Washington, D.C. for the agriculture industry. We talked about EPA and E15 yesterday, but Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn out of the 3rd District has been very busy working on some bills and even some letters to the administration with some of the latest concerns going on. We talk with the Congressman next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
As we speak, the congressman is dropping some new legislation having to do with conservation and practices that he has drafted with Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger of the 7th District there. Both her bill and his bill would help ease up some of the confusion we're seeing for farmers to get their voices heard by USDA when it comes to conservation practices.
We're trying to streamline with both the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Services doing. They have become, I'll say over the years, very bureaucratic, and there's hardly any opportunity right now for stakeholders such as Iowa farmers to get engaged in the process and share information up. It's become very top-heavy information out of D.C. down to the actual planter growers. And this office would take out from what they currently have. This is not a new funding source, but it is to say there's got to be an on-ramp for America's producers to be able to get their best information in front of USDA. Specifically with the Conservation Innovation Act, this office would work within the NRCS to ensure the utilization of the most effective technologies. We're talking about AI and machine learning that's being practiced in the field right now during the revision of the current conservation standards to develop a new standard. So really, in the baseline level, we want to be able to get information into USDA versus USDA coming up with a standard and blasting that out.
Another topic is the fact that the Biden administration and the Department of Homeland Security has just recently announced that they are closing two major crossings for railroads into Mexico from the United States. Congressman Nunn says it's like grabbing a gas hose instead of a water hose to try and put out a dumpster fire.
There's 60 transit trains sitting idle. 4,500 Union Pacific rail cars are going to have a delay and a backlog in the supply chain. And these rail crossings from the U.S. into Mexico are critically important transportation right here in Iowa for our agricultural project or products. You know, roughly 1 million U.S. jobs and 31% of American farm income are tied to these specific crossings. This is a complete lack of strategy. You know, sadly, we've seen for the last 2 years and even longer the 6 million illegal migrants coming across the southern border. This is by all means a dumpster fire, and the Biden administration has chosen to pour gasoline on it by now saying we're going to shut down legitimate trade out of the United States into Mexico. So now we've got a double whammy for folks who don't want to see illegal immigration that taxes our communities, burdens our overall, relief structure for folks who need it here, while at the same time stopping one of our best markets, that of Mexico, Central America, ultimately South America.
We have much more at iowaagnet.com, as well as the full conversation airing tonight on Ag Matters PM. I'm Dustin Huffman.